Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist, for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingfloristatcharter.net. He also received 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. And 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
This is one of the most severe flu seasons in the United States in the last 15 years. It's so bad in some states, school districts are closing because so many students and staff are getting sick.
Worst flu season in over a decade and a half, as you heard Jake Tapper say there. How do you get the flu? How do I catch that? Somebody sneeze on me? Or
yeah, I touch droplets. Some goo? Droplets. Yeah, they live on surfaces for a long time, the flu virus as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather not get the flu. Wash your hands a lot? Is that a good idea?
It can't hurt, yeah. Yeah, try not to touch your eyes and nose. You remember what that idiotic... Was it that the scarf lady, Deborah Birx,
yeah,
who said, now, don't touch your eyes and nose. And as she's giving the speech, she's like dabbing at her eyes. And yeah, they're rubbing her. It's just, and we decried that. That was one of the early signs that, wait a minute, this is completely ridiculous.
Mm.
And it didn't get any better either.
No, it didn't.
Oh, even the lefty media now is admitting keeping the schools closed was a horrifying debacle, and... We're struggling mightily to come back from that debacle, and it's not going well. Among many other topics we'll discuss, probably ought to get to the lead story today, Jack, of course, which is that the Westminster Dog Show, which is held every 3 weeks now, apparently,
yeah, exactly,
has designated a dignified giant schnauzer, Monty, as the nation's top ranked dog.
What? They didn't. They had the show again? When?
Yesterday.
Every day?
It's
a weekly show now.
I know. What the hell? How often do they hold that show?
I don't know. I remember when
he used to be... Because I'd gotten the idea it was annual, right?
I always thought so. Okay.
I swear, it was like...
Congratulations,
6 weeks ago.
Giant schnauzer. How giant? Like the size of a school bus?
It's like 50 feet long.
Like, yeah. Clifford.
An amazing dog. Cleaning up after it's no treat. Moving along, so the question of falling fertility rates and reproductive rates, and indeed coupling in general and marriage all over the industrialized West and East and China and all sorts of places. I mean, everything but like the sub-Saharan Africa, and those figures are not as easy to come by anyway. But populations are falling like crazy in the developed world. And this is a note from frequent correspondent and deep thinker Paolo.
I'm guessing this came in after did the thing yesterday from the New York Times, where they did like their monthly opinion piece about,
oh, right,
is it okay to bring a child into this world with climate change and whatnot?
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
then,
is it responsible?
And then they just jumped to the conclusion that people aren't having kids because of climate change. All right, if you say so. I don't believe that, but.
Idiotic reasoning, idiotic conclusion, just anyway. So this is an expansion of note Paolo dropped us earlier with just kind of expanding on his theory, which I think has nailed it beyond, any scientist. Between Paolo and our thinking, and we've been kind of going back and forth on this, You're talking about the falling birth and coupling rates and how people commonly attribute that to the world being such a horrible place that they don't want to bring a child into it. That just doesn't listen right. I don't think I've heard that expression.
Mm-mm.
Well, doesn't sound right. It's a variation on that. It's kind of clever. As you pointed out, the world is arguably the best it's ever been. And, you know, we can certainly make that case or read sure. Thomas Pinker's Enlightenment Now in terms of life expectancy and health and just 100 measures.
Particularly
it's the
in the
best
United
it's
States.
Ever been.
You pick any point in history, place or point in history, you can't really do better than being in the United States now.
Our poor people are astoundingly wealthy by historical standards and global standards. Anyway, our response to perceived tough times, it's arguably the best it's ever been, yet the birth rate here and many other places is suicidally low. Our response to perceived tough times is suicide? I think there's a more likely explanation for the low fertility rate. And then he quotes a paragraph from a scholarly journal/article, animals can change their reproductive output depending on certain environmental conditions. And one of those environmental conditions is population density, notes this lead author. So if you have lots of neighbors and you're competing for the same food, it can lower reproduction. And that's what we saw. At very high population densities, female ground squirrels basically shut down their reproduction. Imagine the frustration of the male ground squirrels. And that was done in order to sustain their own survival. Conditions were better, they would start reproducing again.
Unless the male ground squirrels also have no interest. Which might happen, too, because we're seeing that with humans.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they phrased it that way exactly, but yeah, that is the case among humans. But then we get to, and I remember, and y'all probably do too, when we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago, I made my usual joke, anybody who thinks the world is overcrowded should drive across Nevada. or from Kansas City to Sacramento, say, along I-80. It's, vast, thousand-mile stretches of virtually nobody but a handful of farmers. Anyway. But then Paolo jumps to what I think is his most brilliant conclusion, reached again in concert. With the Armstrong and Getty Show. The degree to which we're interconnected, think the internet, likely makes our animal brains think we're even more crowded than we are and triggers behaviors that limit reproduction,
That's
waning
good.
Interest in reproducing. This is what I'm always hammering, going on and on about, is our level of input or stimulus is 100 times what it is designed to be. In the average day, the average human being would have so much less interaction, so much less input of ideas and arguments and anger and passion and porn and everything else. They're just, your brain is made to be bored or daydreaming for long stretches of time. That's what it's made to do. That's how it keeps itself sane.
Yeah, I don't know if this is it, but it's a unique idea that I hadn't heard before. The one thing I am positive of is it's not a choice. I do not believe people are choosing, you know, with climate change and rent, we're deciding I'm not going to get married or have kids. No, that's not, you're not, there's something going on way deeper than that.
Right.
And maybe it's this internet.
I think you're 100% right. So anyway, and I'm sorry, I didn't connect the dots completely for anybody who hasn't done it on their own. The condition of being constantly badgered by the internet, by of our own free will, most of our cases, is extremely similar to that of serious overpopulation, as if we're crammed into a Tokyo subway car in terms of our brain's perceptions.
The only thing I don't know, while you've got all kinds of examples with beasts, what was the birth rate of London when it was the biggest city in the world and, you know, people were living hip to hip in the 1800s? Were people still cranking out babies like crazy or not? I don't know.
I don't know. That's a really, really interesting question to test the premise.
Yeah.
I suspect that the birth rates were lower than they were in less crowded places. And if
Probably.
You're used to 12 kids per couple and you go down to 8, that's still a lot of kids.
I wonder if they have
that's a decline.
I wonder if they have numbers in Japan for what is like Tokyo as it grew into one of the biggest cities in the world through the 70s and 80s. The
Japan
birth rates
led the way in low reproductive rates.
Sure, no doubt. This makes more sense than practically any other theory I've ever heard.
Oh yeah, 100%. And just I'll let him bring it home just to credit his fabulous arguments. We don't recognize the real cause for these behaviors, so we try to formulate an explanation such as the world is so awful that I don't want to bring a child into it, or perhaps it's just too expensive slash hard. The world was a lot harsher place 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. Lucky for us, our ancestors viewed things differently than we do. And likewise, he points out that the very sparse population of our distant ancestors was probably strong motivation to mate like bunnies. Not to mention it's just kind of fun. I think this is important.
We're going to figure all this out too late, though, whether it's the plastics in our brain or, oh, it's the internet. It's social media that's keeping us from having babies. There'll be no, we'll be at the point of no return on population and our brains will be full of plastic. We'll have no sperm count whatsoever. Couldn't have a baby if we wanted to.
Yeah. And I'm not a particularly religious fellow. But I always go back to the book of Genesis and the apple from the tree of knowledge. And that always confused me as a kid because here I was being sent to school 5 days a week and doing homework and reading and the rest of it. And I think, wow, knowledge is fine. It's in fact, it's great. In fact, if I don't get my daily knowledge, my parents yell at me. So I always found that somewhat mystifying, but the older I get and the more I see, the more I think I understand that it's simply a message that man's abilities and lusts will be man's undoing.
Yes. Well, you can't blame Elon Musk for not having kids, as he was in the Oval Office yesterday with his cute little kid on his shoulders, as he talked about trying to gut the federal government because he's part of a dictatorship of oligarchs or plutocrats or something.
Well, then he's unelected.
We got a little from that press conference and a bunch of others. Here's the Westminster Dog Show. Giant Schnauzer wins.
It's
no, I swear.
Good looking dog though.
It is, but
he's a good boy.
I swear to God, we had a different winner 2 weeks ago.
Do you want
to
hear the announcement?
I suppose.
For Best in Show at the 149th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog
Show. Please be the Giant Schnauzer.
I choose the Giant Schnauzer.
Oh, Monty! He did it! 3 years and he finally wins Best in Show.
Oh, my God.
He did it.
He did it.
And that middle
unfortunately, the Giant Schnauzer bounded to accept the award and crushed five people in, under its mighty paws.
Well, and you didn't see as the cameras panned away, but there was a middle-aged woman in sensible shoes who kicked her beagle. You ugly beagle.
You suck. Jack, many in the crowd were disappointed that...
Were they?
Crowd favorite German Shepherd Mercedes did not win the crown. Snubbed again this year. It's been a tough couple of years for Mercedes, the German Shepherd.
This year, and by this year we mean this week because we have this show every week, I think. Something's gone wrong there.
Gotta watch Best in Show now.
Yeah.
I think the German Shepherd also carried with it some of the guilt over World War II.
I heard saw the German Shepherd lift his
never
paw,
forget.
Looked reminiscent of Elon Musk's signal to the crown. That's what I
thought.
Oh,
the
no. German Shepherd.
What? Bad dog. Bad dog.
We got a lot more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Today we're constantly taking photos and videos to remember our favorite moments. But what about those captured before the smartphone? What about the memories tucked away on aging VHS tapes, film reels, or in fading photos? These cherished memories are fading away with time, vulnerable to threats like heat, moisture, and mold. But fear not, there's a solution to safeguard your legacy. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Nick. Together we founded Legacy Box over a decade ago with one mission, to bring your memories into the 21st century. It's time to bid farewell to old tapes you can't watch and faded photos. Legacy Box transforms them into digital treasures, ready to share with a click. Just like magic, your shoebox of memories is now safely stored in the cloud or on a thumb drive. Over 1 million families have trusted Legacy Box, so you can rest assured your priceless moments are in good hands. Don't let your childhood fade away on old tapes. It's time to digitize those priceless moments. Fast forward into the digital age. Visit LegacyBox.com/audio and unlock 50% off your order. That's LegacyBox.com/audio.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
I iZirvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZirvey gets GA going slower.
iZirvey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZirvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZirvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZirvey today.
iZirvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZirvey.com. That's iZirvey.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Doge for or against it is all the rage. Somebody texted that Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the floor of the House right now. They wrote this. Making a great case for why we need to cut spending and shrink our debt. She's hitting a home run. A crazy blonde sort of bitchy home run.
And everyone knows it.
Wow. Meanwhile, Jack, I've discovered what I believe to be the we shall overcome of 2025. The we are the world of the 21st century. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you, which side are you on?
Oh, which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Rally in Washington, D.C.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? We'll fight against George. We'll fight Elon Musk. No Elon's kept within our walls. We'll fight from dawn to dusk.
Oh,
which side are you on? Which side are you on?
I'm on whichever side ensures I never have to hear this song again. Play it, Michael. Play it, damn it. Did somebody tell you to turn it off?
He wants us all to fail. He wants us to bow to him, but we want him in jail. Oh,
oh my God. Wow. You know, I don't forget who wrote this or said this, and I thought it was really good. One of the problems we got going on in America is we had this period in the 60s where there was a whole bunch of late 50s, mid 60s particularly, where we had all kinds of this sort of thing, songs and protests and, you know, look at the Bob Dylan movie and the Civil Rights Act and all these different sorts of things, where there was like a real major issue to be dealt with, and people rallied around, and there was a which side were you on? And people,
it was righteous.
Mm-hmm. It was righteous, and people want to relive that all the time, even if that issue doesn't exist right now. And you can't, like, put that level of intensity on Doge. He's trying to cut spending by a few percent and shrink the government. Which side are you on?
Which side are you on?
Elon Musk. Thanks for asking. Staunchly.
It's not the moral question of our time.
As you point out, it's just so nakedly a strategy of we've got to change these incremental cuts that aren't nearly enough to a bloated federal workforce into the civil rights issue of our day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good luck with that. I mean, you want to talk about trying to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear? That's like a silk purse out of the pig's crap, never mind its ear.
God,
it's not going to work.
The singing, the lyrics, was that a Saturday Night Live bit? Good Lord.
Don't take that government buyout. Don't listen to Trump's lies. Us workers haven't got a chance, and let's reorganize.
Pretending that the union is standing up for goodness and righteousness, when indeed they're just standing up for continuing to have way too many workers paying way too many dues to enrich themselves. We're on to you, friends.
I sure hope I'm right about this, and I think. But the vast majority of America doesn't look at government jobs as sacrosanct, protected by all that is good. They should never go away under any circumstances the way they think we do.
Well, they have managed to jam through every bit of wasteful spending and redundant taxation and similar stuff for years and years, and we're most familiar with California.
Oh,
but
my God.
By always, it's the teachers and the firefighters. If there are any cuts, it's going to, you know, the firefighters are going to have to fight fires with Dixie cups full of water, and the teachers, well, they're just going to be imprisoned, apparently, if we don't pass this tax increase. Well, now it's extended like all government workers who are sacrosanct and sacred and so valuable to society, we dare not question them for a minute.
Right. The great civil rights issue of our day is making sure mid-level government employees who do something that you can't even tell what it is don't lose their jobs. All right.
No matter how unnecessary their jobs are, right.
Exactly. And there's also the issue, and I don't think Elon's been hammering this enough, although he has many times in his Twitter threads. There are important jobs and important agencies that are going to have to go away if you don't have enough money. It's like if you're broke. You really, really want to do this or that, but you can't. You just flat don't have the money.
And you better eliminate the not necessary stuff before you have to eliminate all of it.
Yeah. Speaking of Elon, he was in the Oval Office, did kind of a press conference yesterday. It was pretty cool. Some highlights of that on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Attention hunters! Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel. Shopblackburn.com. Or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
And we're going to be signing a very important deal today. It's Doge, and I'm going to ask Elon to tell you a little bit about it and some of the things that we found, which is shocking. Billions and billions of dollars in waste, fraud, and abuse. And I think it's very important. And that's one of the reasons I got elected. I said, we're going to do that. Nobody had any idea it was that bad, that sick, and that corrupt.
Yes, he ran on he was going to cut waste, fraud, and abuse. He had Elon on stage all the time. The term Doge was out there for months. The idea that this is some sort of unelected oligarch takeover thing, I don't know where that comes from.
You left out coup and constitutional crisis.
Right. You can be against it if you want, but you're making stuff up if you claim that the president can't appoint people to advise him on things that the executive branch then enacts.
He's unelected, you fool. Can we save time and just call it a constitutional coosis?
Ooh, that's just pretty
again,
good.
As a time saver.
Because I know how you like combining words to save time.
And I'm very busy.
So Trump's there behind the desk. Elon is standing next to him wearing his dark MAGA hat with his cute little kid. His cute little kid factors in here.
Oh.
So the... at a high level, if you say, what is the goal of Doge, and I think a significant part of this of presidency, is to restore democracy. This may seem like, well, aren't we in a democracy? Well, if you don't have a feedback loop, FAX, we would have to, if you sorry. So, tell you, gravitas can be difficult sometimes.
So how old is that kid? He's a little.
I would guess 4 or 5.
And he's dressed in a little suit. Very cute.
His name is X.
Spent a lot of time on dad's shoulders. But it, Elon's an interesting dude, and I don't want to get sidetracked by this.
He's 4, by the way.
He's 4. Thank you, Michael. I don't want to get sidetracked by this. I mentioned it many times. He's got a dozen kids. How does he choose which one he's hanging out with on any given day? With a number of different women. And then, since this is actually a pretty big policy discussion and point of attention, I mean, it's been leading the newscasts for a week of the 3 weeks.
Of the world's leading superpower.
Of the world's leading superpower.
Yes.
Maybe you have one of the moms or a sitter or somebody hang on to the kid and, you know, hand him an iPad in the other room during the press conference.
Yeah, it's an interesting move. I'm so pro-kid and pro-family,
right.
And though his family structure is not one I am familiar with or approve of, I like dad being with the kid. It was cute, but it was odd.
Yeah, anyway.
But utterly irrelevant to the gigantic questions which confront us.
Yes, let's roll on with Elon Musk press conference.
So if there's not a good feedback loop from the people to the government, and if you have rule of the bureaucrat, if the bureaucracy is in charge, and then what meaning does democracy actually have? If the people cannot vote and have their will be decided by their elected representatives in the form of the president and the Senate and the House, then we don't live in a democracy. We live in a bureaucracy. So it's incredibly important that we close that feedback loop, we fix that feedback loop, and that the public's elected representatives, the president, the House, and the Senate, decide what happens, as opposed to a large, unelected bureaucracy.
I can understand.
He's a monster.
I agree.
This is a constitutional crisis.
I agree. I can understand why people are so frightened when you hear that sort of talk. Straight out of Hitler.
Tribalism will ruin us. The inability of a significant chunk of the population, it's less than half, but it's significant, to reject his words before they've even heard them. For purely tribal reasons, is troubling. There was nothing he said there that was not only uncontroversial, it was patriotic and fantastic.
So there's some dude, there's words in front of it on the TV, he's somebody with the Project on Government Oversight, so he's in the Doge, it's a Doge subcommittee. Anyway, he's testifying, he looks like he's 22 and he's wearing sunglasses. I feel like Doge doesn't help themselves sometimes with their little too cool, little too young, little too, you know, Elon renaming himself on Twitter yesterday, Harry Balls. I don't feel like it helps his cause.
Do you think he had any idea that that is a suggestive nickname?
Wait a second. I hadn't thought of that.
The besunglassed young man isn't named Hugh G. You can guess the rest, is he?
Right. Let's hear a little more of Elon Musk plutocrat.
This is not to say that there aren't some good. There are good people who are in the federal bureaucracy, but you can't have an autonomous federal bureaucracy. You have to have one that is responsive to the people. That's the whole point of a democracy. And if you looked at the founders today and said, what do you think of the way things have turned out? Well, we have this unelected, fourth unconstitutional branch of government, which is the bureaucracy, which has, in a lot of ways, currently more power than any elected representative. And this is not something that people want. It does not match the will of the people. So it's just something we've got to fix.
Again, like I was saying, I don't know, 2 weeks ago when people started screaming about nobody elected Elon Musk. We have this unelected. You know how many unelected people are controlling your lives right now? Come on.
All of them. Yeah, practically all of them. And the counter argument to what he just said is that the president is in no way in charge of the executive branch, which he is the head of. It's absolutely nonsensical. And, you want to talk nonsensical, then we've got some more great clips to play, but this is so great. The New York Times is just, even when it's good, it's bad. Here's your headline and then subhead. Appearing with Trump, Musk makes broad claims of federal fraud without proof.
Oh.
Here's your subhead. The billionaire, whose federal cost-cutting team has been operating in secrecy, asserted that he had uncovered waste and fraud across the bureaucracy without offering evidence.
Are you trying to insinuate you don't think there is fraud?
In a related story, Elon Musk suggested without evidence that rich white guys play golf disproportionately and suggested without citing proof that they have cocktails after. What the hell?
More Elon.
And they've also got to address the deficit. So we've got a $2 trillion deficit. And if we don't do something about this deficit, the country's going bankrupt. I mean, it's really astounding that the interest payments alone on the national debt exceed the Defense Department budget, which is shocking because we spend a lot of money on defense. But if that just keeps going, we're essentially going to bankrupt the country. So what I really want to say is, like, it's not optional for us to reduce the federal expenses. It's essential. It's essential for America to remain solvent as a country. And it's essential for America to have the resources necessary to provide things to its citizens and not simply be servicing vast amounts of debt.
That is the most important thing that's been said politically in the United States in the last 50 years. And whether it falls on deaf ears or is heeded is the pivot point for the next 50 years.
For U.S. history and maybe world history, if we can't continue to be the hyperpower that we have been. Some of my favorite pundits are like really critical of this Elon being involved thing. But if you had your typical gray man, blue ribbon committee appointed, nobody'd be paying any freaking attention.
It's been done over and over again. And they came up with great recommendations that Washington felt more than free to completely ignore and shove under the dish cabinet over there, never to be thought of again.
Right. That's the problem. The politics part of it is where it really makes sense to have somebody of Musk's profile so he can get people's attention.
Yeah. Yeah. First
of all, I can't even imagine his life. I mean, how many hours has he put into this project? It sure looks like it would take a tremendous amount of effort
Right.
To be
right.
doing what he's doing now while you run one of the biggest social media platforms on the planet, while you're running the top electric car company on the planet, while you're running the most effective rocket company on the planet, and you got 12 kids. But I don't even understand how he functions. But I wonder at what point, because he does this a lot, where, I mean, he gets really energized for things, he gets super into them, and then I don't know if he gets bored with it or what, but he turns his attention to one of his other projects. And I wonder when that right. will happen with this.
And he has good people to mind yeah. the store when yeah. he's away, certainly. But this is an exaggeration, but just barely. Given the utter obviousness of our deficit and debt problems, and as he pointed out quite eloquently, that we are now paying significantly more just interest on our debt than we are on national defense, which is astonishing and troubling. Given how obvious and undeniable this problem is, the fact that a significant chunk of our media and population are acting like this is just Trumpian stupidity and or a constitutional crisis and we don't have to listen and we're not going to listen and we're not going to help and the rest of it, I think the exaggeration that says if Trump cured cancer, these people would go ahead and die of cancer rather than take the cure, we're getting close to it. What was it? Reductio ad Hitlerum?
Right.
The longer an online discussion goes, the more likely it becomes somebody references Hitler. I think we are getting close to the I'd rather die of cancer point in our national quote-unquote conversation. It's just bizarre. And that's not to suggest that Trump is incapable of missteps or even doing bad things. Some of his recent pardons, I think, have been inexcusable and indefensible, for instance, and I'm happy to talk about them. But on this, trying to rein in the federal deficit?
Well,
this is just, it's undeniable.
Well, the fact that Trump and Biden and every president for a while now has said our entitlement programs are off limits, nobody can touch them, is ridiculous. The fact that you're up there talking about our $2 trillion annual deficit and our debt and not talking about that because they're off limits is insane.
Unless you're going to pair it with significant tax increases.
Right. But that is something voters have asked for. At some point, some leader has got to stand up and tell the voters something they don't want to hear. We got to do something about this.
Yeah, I mentioned a great Thomas Sowell quote I came across a couple of weeks ago in which he explained, I got to paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me, but the fact that our politicians are, you know, in large numbers congenital liars is partly our fault, because if we, the electorate, continually demand that which is impossible to deliver, for instance, $1.30 worth of government for a dollar year after year after year, the only person who can win an election is a liar.
Right. Well, that's where we are on that. All right, I've seen the giant schnauzer enough. What the hell is that dog? That dog shouldn't be. What is that thing with its hair? You know what that is, Michael? See that on the television? What the hell
is that? Yeah, no idea.
What the hell is that? I walk into your house and you got one of those run up at me, I shriek and pepper spray it. What is that? Is that a dog? Is that some alien creature?
It's the dog equivalent of the hairless cat. It's an unnatural creature. Shouldn't exist. God doesn't want that.
God doesn't want that. You have any thoughts on Elon and that press conference or anything else? And we got more on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
I love my wife, but like most couples, we have different sleeping needs. One of us likes it warm, and the other prefers to stay cool. You can probably guess who's who. About 15 years ago, I set out on a mission to find the perfect fabric to keep us both comfortable. I found it in viscose from bamboo. I'm Tyler, founder of Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth offers the softest, most comfortable sheets, towels, PJs, joggers, and more. Our premium bamboo viscose fabric is incredibly soft, breathable, and moisture wicking, helping regulate body temperatures so you stay comfortable all day and night. Unbelievably cozy, ethically sourced, and designed to add a touch of luxury to your home. I believe so strongly that our sheets will turn your bed into a sanctuary, that if you sleep in our sheets for 100 nights and don't absolutely love your experience, we will refund your money, no questions asked. I'm so confident that you'll love Cozy Earth that I guarantee it. It truly is the gift that keeps on giving.
Go to CozyEarth.com and use code COZYCOMFORT to save up to 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, code COZYCOMFORT.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Now, the disruptor in chief, Elon Musk, who apparently has adopted the alias, at least he changed his social media handle to Harry Balls.
What? That was on CNN yesterday. Elon at least briefly changed his Twitter handle to Harry Balls, and they had to announce it there on Twitter. Of course, he responded on Twitter with laughing, LOL, how funny he thought it was that right. The media was reporting it.
And I'm sorry, this is the same fellow who's in charge of the most important governmental reforms in the last 100 years?
Yeah. Here's a couple quick...
And doing a hell of a job at it?
Couple quick tweets before we get back to... Harry Ball's laundry listing the government waste out there. So AOC,
can we call him Harold at least?
Harold. AOC had tweeted out, LMAO at a billionaire earnestly trying to sell people on the idea that free speech, on free speech when it's $8 a month to have a subscription on Twitter. Elon said, your feedback is appreciated, now pay $8. But this is the one I really like.
That's an idiotic comment.
It is. Bernie Sanders, we must demand that the extremely wealthy pay their fair share, period. Elon's response was, I keep forgetting that you're still alive.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, my. Oh, my. This is Generation X in charge.
It really is. It really is.
The snark of the grew up with Watergate and then Vietnam and its
and
Letterman
After Effects. And Stern.
Right. Yep.
It's the Letterman and Stern generation. Here's a little more Elon.
And also, could you mention some of the things that your team has found, some of the crazy numbers, including the woman that walked away with about $30 million,
right,
et cetera?
Well, we do find it sort of rather odd that, you know, there are quite a few people in the bureaucracy who have ostensibly a salary of a few hundred thousand dollars, but somehow managed to accrue tens of millions of dollars in net worth while they are in that position, which is, you know, what happened to USAID. We're just curious as to where it came from. Maybe they're very good at investing, in which case we should take their investment advice, perhaps. But there seems to be mysteriously they get wealthy. We don't know why. Where does it come from? I think the reality is that they're getting wealthier at the taxpayer expense. That's the honest truth of it.
So Elon being pretty measured there. Trump, the politician, he knows where the gold is. What
right.
People want to hear, the laundry list of wasted money, and that's what he was prompting Elon for. Here's a little more of that.
I campaigned on this. I campaigned on the fact that I said government is corrupt. And it is very corrupt. It's very, very, it's also foolish. As an example, a man has a contract for 3 months. And the contract ends, but they keep paying him for the next 20 years, you know,
yeah.
Because nobody ends a contract. You get a lot of that. You have a contract that's a three-month contract. Now, normally, if you're in a small, in all fairness, it's the size of this thing is so big.
Yeah.
But if you have a contract and you're in a regular business, you end the contract in 3 months. You know, it's a consultant. Here's a contract for 3 months, but it goes on for 20 years. And the guy doesn't say that he got money for 20 years, you know? They don't say it. They just keep getting checks month after month, and you have various things like that, and even much worse than that, actually, much worse.
Or the guy tried 15 times
right.
to contact the federal government and say, hey, you got to stop paying me. And the response to all this from the New York Times is, appearing with Trump, Musk makes broad claims without proof, offered no evidence. That the federal government is bloated and overspends and corrupt?
Yeah, we've heard from people over the years who, like, tried to send their check back that they weren't supposed to be getting. Like, their husband died, and they're still getting those Social Security checks, and you try to send them back, and you just get nowhere.
He claimed without proof that ice cream parlors are generally not jammed with thin people. Come on.
And Trump hitting on really the core thing. There are people out there who just, it's just plain, you know, a scam and fraud from the beginning. They're trying to slip one by the goalie. But a lot of it's just so big, nobody can keep an eye on everything.
Right. Right. Which is a perfectly valid point. George Washington warned us about factionalism. He said it's the only thing that can kill the country. And if you are so factional that you're not for saving taxpayers' money?
Right.
I don't know how we can work together.
If you missed a segment or an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.